Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend weather forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, sunny with a high near 56 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 36. Saturday, sunny with a high near 60. Saturday night, increasing clouds with a low around 40. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 60. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 40. And as of now, Halloween night looks to be dark with a temperature of 48 degrees and a clear sky. And in the news, we had planned to report on the latest election polling across the state today. However, the next and most updated Marquette Law School poll will be released on Wednesday, November 2nd. So expect our report on that day or Thursday, November 3rd at the latest. In other related election news, Wisconsin Public Radio is reporting today Democratic Attorney General Josh Call and Republican challenger Eric Toney were face-to-face in Madison for a debate on Thursday night, less than 2 weeks before the election. Call and Toney, Fond du Lac District Attorney, attacked each other's records and sparred over enforcement of laws. Call is suing in an attempt to block an 1849 state law that bans abortions unless they're done to save a pregnant person's life. He's also pledged not to enforce the law, which went into effect in Wisconsin after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Toney said he would enforce the law. Toney took aim at Call over unfilled positions at the Department of Justice and charged that Call has, quote, failed at his number one campaign promise of fixing our crime labs, taking over twice as long as former Attorney General Brad Schimmel to process the DNA evidence, end quote. Call has said the coronavirus pandemic contributed to a temporary slowdown. He also said when the department adopted advanced genotyping, the process became more comprehensive, but also more time-consuming and complex. Both Toney and Call acknowledged the legitimacy of the 2020 election, the results of which have been affirmed by statewide canvass, a partial recount, and multiple court cases. Again, this report comes in part and with permission from WPR News. And in a report from the La Crosse Tribune and news from the election trail of the U.S. 3rd Congressional District race, at a prayer breakfast held in Sparta this week, Derek Van Orden declared that, quote, leftists can't be Christians. The Tribune report said a spokesperson for Van Orden's campaign told Wisconsin Public Radio the leftist comments refer to a passage in the Communist Manifesto which states, communism abolishes eternal truths, it abolishes all religion and all morality, instead constituting them on a new basis. It therefore acts in contradiction to all past historical experience, end quote. Brad Pfaff, the Democratic candidate for the seat, called Van Orden a religious bigot and an insurrectionist, referring to Van Orden's presence at the U.S. Capitol when supporters of former President Donald Trump stormed the building on January 6, 2021, in an attempt to stop the certification of President Joe Biden's win. In response, Van Orden's campaign sent a statement to WPR claiming the Democrat supports big government, socialist spending, open border policies, and the FBI labeling parents at school board meetings as domestic terrorists. Part of the quotes used in here came also from Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.